Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As you will have heard on the news, Hurricane Melissa is slowly inching its way towards the island of Jamaica as a Category 5 hurricane, with sustained winds predicted of up to 282 kilometres an hour. Residents have been urged to get to higher ground to shelter ahead of the expected landfall later today. To look at that and more news from across the pond, Terry Sheridan, Senior Director of News at WSUHU Public Radio. Terry, good morning.
And good morning to you, Pat.
How alarmed are people in Florida, for example, that this might come and touch them?
There's a concern. I think most people at this point think that the majority of it's going to hit Jamaica, hit Cuba, and then head into the Atlantic Ocean. So, yes, there will be some effect, but they're not preparing for anything that they have seen in recent years when they have had a direct hit.
So no doubt the American networks are covering this, because it does seem like it could be historically the strongest storm ever to hit Jamaica.
Absolutely. I mean, we're going to start finding out now, because according to the forecasters, it's in this hour that the storm will start to make landfall and start to make its way across Jamaica and into Cuba. And again, not only is this the strongest storm ever to hit Jamaica, or possibly the strongest storm ever to hit Jamaica, just the damage from the wind, the rain, and also the fact that right now there are American tourists that are trapped on the island. They didn't get out in time, so there's interest in that.
Now, they're talking about, maybe another 30 inches of rainfall, storm surges up to 13 feet on the south coast, and storm surges even on the northwest coast of 2 to 4 feet, which will bring landslides and catastrophic flooding to some of the resorts, which are effectively below sea level.
That's not right. I mean, again, the fact that, and you said it right there, that forecasters are predicting rains that are measured in feet, not inches, on this dump, the landslides, the flooding, the coastal flooding, the storm surge. Yes, if people did not get to higher ground, they're going to be in trouble. I mean, again, storms are unpredictable. You don't know what's going to happen. But again, on the low-lying areas, this could be devastating.
Now, are any of the networks talking about human-caused climate change as one of the reasons for such a violent storm?
Not directly. I mean, you might get on some of the networks, depending upon who is giving the report, who is giving the weather report, for instance, or they might bring in an expert. But as a whole, no, they're not saying that this is being worse.
No, the reason I ask, I'm just wondering if all the forecasters are worried about falling out with President Trump, because he's a climate change denier. And, it wouldn't be politic maybe to talk about climate change when you're doing the forecast.
Well, I think in the shading that I said, some are not, definitely not. Others may have an expert that are talking about it. But the headline, as they're reporting on the storm, is not about climate change.
Meantime, lest it hit Florida, although it's not the reason he's left, President Trump is out of town. He's headed to Asia, where he is fated wherever he goes.
It's a week-long trip in Asia. He landed in Malaysia a couple of days ago. He's in Japan. And then while he's in Japan, he's getting the VIP treatment from the brand-new prime minister. And according to his press secretary, Trump's press secretary, Carolyn Leavitt, she intends to nominate him again for the Nobel Peace Prize.
This new...
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Prime Minister of Japan is kind of modeling herself on Margaret Thatcher. She's even calling herself the Iron Lady.
Absolutely. And that's the way it was been presented here in the States, that she is the new Iron Lady, the Japanese Iron Lady. The quote is that she said, in such a short period of time, and this is according to Carolyn Leavitt, in such a short period of time, the world is enjoying more peace.
Now, he is going to meet the Chinese President Xi on Thursday, and the reporting is that he's going around all of these other countries trying to tie down deals for a rare earth supply from various countries so that he's a stronger hand to play when he meets with President Xi on Thursday.
That's the thinking. He wants to go in. But again, Donald Trump's deal-making is unpredictable, to say at the very least, or to say very politely. So he's trying to go in with a strong hand. Now, experts are telling the American media, including the New York Times, that yeah, he's making these deals, but the deals that he's making are solving problems of his own making. So now when he goes in to see Xi later this week, they have something they can talk about, but we're basically back to where we were in January with the deals, you know, on soybeans, for instance, or putting off the licensing on rare earths.
So the idea of trying to flog soya, American soya, to China, given there was a very healthy trade in soya from the United States to China before Trump came in and effectively forced a response from China, which led to no American soya being purchased by China. It's like the arsonist coming along and saying, I'll put out the fire.
Yeah, as I said, you know, the experts here in the States are saying that, yes, this is a fire he put out of his own making. I think the other thing to look at is that both China and the United States can do each other great harm in any trade war. They both have the resources to inflict pain on each other. However, the other thing to bear in mind is in doing so, and we look at soybeans as an example of that, they can inflict pain on themselves. So this is sort of a way for them to back out. Nobody's really given anything up completely. There's still room to talk about a deal, but again, we're back to square one. Yeah. Soybeans being the big one, you know, that hurt American farmers.
Yeah, and of course, China's buying soya from Argentina. Which is maybe not an effect of support for Argentina that Trump would have wished for. Now, the other talking point is his musings over running for a third term.
It's fascinating. He's musing. He has talked in the past that there is a loophole. Former advisor Steve Bannon has actually told people it's going to happen. Get used to a Trump third term. Get used that he will be president in 2029. Now, again, the Constitution prohibits that, that the president can only serve two terms. They're looking for a loophole, or they're looking that they're just, there's going to be some sort of an emergency to do so.
Oh, if Trump becomes a wartime president, for example.
A wartime president and declares an internal emergency. I mean, these are all different things that it's a path that nobody has gone down before. Whether it's just the musing of someone just to keep people off guard, whether he really thinks he can do it. Again, he's going to be a man of, I think it's fair to say, significant age. He'll be into his mid-80s, late 80s, by the time he finishes a possible third term.
Now, the other element which I suppose feeds into this is the contemporaneous notes of Vice President Pence at the time of the January 6th insurrection. And it might have proven that Trump was an instigator.
Well, these notes, they were going to be part, they were from ABC correspondent Jonathan Call. They were part of Jack Smith, the prosecutor who was looking into January 6th. They would have come out in open court if it would have gone to trial. And basically, according to the notes from Jonathan Carl in his upcoming book, Trump berated Vice President Mike Pence the morning of January 6th. History will remember you as a wimp. And then goes into further detail about different things that were happening on January 6th. So it would have been entered into any possible trial.
But that trial, of course, did not take place. But some people suspect that in the face, I suppose, of all Trump's successes, that a trial may someday take place, but what age he'll be when he faces the music is another question, and what kind of shape he'll be in. Remember last week, Terry, I was asking you about the changing shape of Donald Trump. It's become even more discernible since we spoke last.
I'll be honest with you, Pat. It's something that is not being talked about here in the United States, not even by the most virulent anti-Trump protest or anti-Trump person. I mean, people are talking about his health. Yes, they're not talking about him losing weight. They're talking about his gait. They're talking about different things, appearing to doze off at times during meetings. But they're not the weight issue is not something that's being brought up.
All right, Terry Sheridan, Senior Director of News at WSHU Public Radio. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.